Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Ches. We are up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lachain, therefore, Koi Omar Hashem Shaluna Bagoyim Mishama Koela. Go ask among the Goyim. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Sha'aris Osesa Beod Bisulas Yisrael. Very powerful Pasuk. Go ask, the word Sha'aruris is a very usual word. It's not a common word. Perek Pasuk Yud Gimel. We're learning Perek Yud Ches, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Gimel. Sha'aruris Osesamot. What does this word mean? Look in the Mitsudos Tzion. Pasuk Yud Gimel Sha'aruris. Inyin Dover Migune Umichuar. Something that is despicable. Kemoi Shama Visharura. We had Perekei. Shama means obliteration, visharura, which is the same meaning, meguna umichur. And Hashem here is coming to ask among the nations. It's a very frightening pasuk because we don't like when we hear Musar, we don't like it when the Musar comes to us from the Umay Soila. That's a very great Chilul Hashem. Now, Chilul Hashem doesn't have to come from the Umay Soila. We make a mistaken thing. Many people make a mistaken thing that Chilul Hashem is only when a goy, a non-Jew, finds out. When a Jew does an Avera, and it's on the cover of the Daily News or the New York Post, that's a Chilul Hashem. That's true, it's a Chilul Hashem, but that's not the only example of a Chilul Hashem. When a person does an Avera, b'chedrei chadar, when no one is watching, only he and himself, there's no one there that's watching, it's between him and Hashem, that's also a very great Chilul Hashem. But the degree of the Chilul Hashem is that much more when it's in front of the entire world. Okay, now it's one thing when a Jew makes the Chilul Hashem, but it's even the worst thing when the Goyim are giving us Musar, and they say, wow, we never saw someone do something so cruel, so evil, so despicable. And that's what's extremely frightening about this pasuk, which is unique. I don't think we had this idea until now, is where it's not Yirmiyah that's giving the Musar, it's not Hashem giving the Musar. Hashem is saying, go ask the Goyim to give you Musar. Why don't you go to the United Nations? Go ask them to give you Musar. And they start giving us Musar, and they're right. It's one thing when it's lies, and it's just nonsense. But when they're right, when they say the Klal Yisrael, this is what you do, this is how you behave, it's just off the charts. It's off the charts. There's no excuse. It does not get worse than this. And that's exactly what Yirmiyah here is saying in the name of Hashem. Koy Hashem Shalun Abba Goyim. Go ask the Goyim. Don't take my word for it. Don't take your word for it. Go online and see what the commentators, see what the bloggers are writing. Maybe there's some truth to it. Wow. That's frightening. That's really scary. Mishama Kaila, did you ever hear of such a thing? Did you ever hear Sha'aruris? Also some Me'od. Me'od is a very powerful word. They've done very much a disgusting thing, a despicable Ladavar Magune Umuchur Me'od Bisulas Yisrael. The term we're using over here is Klal Yisrael. Okay, we're going to do this pasuk alone because the next pasuk says very hard pasuk. So let's first finish up Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Mishama Kaila. Is there any person that heard such horrible things? Now, what is the horrible thing? We're going to see basically in Pasuk Yudalid, it's this that Klal Yisrael has abandoned Hashem. Hashem, who has done for Klal Yisrael so much good and kindness, they have turned their back on Hashem to worship other idols, to give up their belief. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David, did anyone hear such a thing where people would go and do whatever they want and not follow the rules? Sha'aruris, davar megune osa harbe me'od besulas Yisrael. The Jewish people have done something that is extremely ugly and disgusting. Hanuchedes lokel, why are we calling here Klal Yisrael a besula? A maiden, because they are designated lokel, kibisula bebeisavia hamyuchedes lemisha yisoena. Just like a besula that's basically engaged, a girl that's in her father's home, she's pure, she's innocent, she's been designated for a specific person. Klal Yisrael has been designated to serve Hashem exclusively, and here they have abandoned their creator. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Sha'aruiz, Dover Ginai, Radak, Pasuk Gimel, Lechein, Sha'aruiz, Inyan Lichluch Vitinuf. Everyone here has a different translation of the word. Mechur, Meguna, Ginai, and
well,
now
they're all the same.
They're all the same, but different.
The interesting thing is, as I scan the page, no one tries to figure out Shoresh or anywhere.
Sha'aruiz.
Yeah, nobody tries to figure out the derivation of this term.
Of this word. You have to maybe go back to Parakeh, because
you know,
there it says Sha'arura.
Yes, but
yeah, okay, you're right.
Nowhere else.
What is the Shoresh? Shar, the gate?
No, it could be Arar.
Arar? Oror? Oror?
Yes, yes.
Curse?
That's with an hour.
Is the Shin part of the Shoresh?
No,
or is the, it was not? Is it Oror means to expose? Or Rui to expose? Okay, I don't know. Ra.
Inyan
lichluch v'tinuf kish mishom
atzos.
His arm means to awake, to be aroused, arousal.
Same.
Okay, I don't know. Inyan lichluch v'tinuf kish mishom again the redak pasuk gimel kish mishom atzos sheyaniach adam tahor v'yelach achar gilul v'tinuf. A person would leave something which is pure and follow after something which is disgusting. The Yonasam Tirgim Shanui, Kalaimar Dover Mishuna, different translation, Shanui, to change. Did you ever see a person, he's trying to tackle what the Shurish is? Shanui, Dover Mishuna, Osasa, something which is unusual, something that is different, not expected, to deviate, deviation. What?
Weird
deviation. The himshul mashal va'amar, and now the Radak is leading into the next pasuk. I'm giving here a mashal. Here is, it's a very hard mashal, and this mashal is subject to interpretation. And it refers to water. There are different types of waters, refreshing waters. A person is thirsty, he's dying of thirst, he's hot, it's a hot day, and he comes across some delicious, cold, refreshing water. And you ask him, would you like a drink? And he says, no, I'll pass. He's got to be out of his mind. A person who is dying of dehydration and is offered a delicious, refreshing drink of cold water will say, "Yeah, I'd rather have some filthy, dirty sewer water. Give him a choice. Delicious, fresh water or burning, boiling hot sewer filth. I'll take the filth from the sewer." Well, that's not exactly what it says here, but let's see. Hayazoyv, would a person abandon, forsake, mitzur, from a rock? Now, you have to add some words into the pasuk. It means water that is flowing from a rock. Sodai. Now, the water is flowing upon a field, which means that it's accessible. It's easily available. You don't have to do any hard work to receive it. Sheleg Livano. Now, what does it mean of your Sheleg Livano? Of the snow of the Livano, which simply is an explanation of where this water came from. The water... What?
Description of purity.
That it's pure, it's the water that's coming out of the rock is pure like the sheleg that melts from the livanon. Okay, that's possible. Let's just throw out all the interpretations done before we see it inside. Either it means like you're saying it's pure. It's water that's, where is the water coming from? It's spring water from a rock, but it's pure like the sheleg of Livanon. Or what it means is the sheleg of the Livanon has melted and has been channeled through pipes in the ground, and now it's coming out through this rock. Or what the pasuk means is, would you exchange water that's from the tsur, from a rock, for water that has melted from snow? In other words, water that melts, that comes from snow, is inferior relative to spring water. Spring water has taste, has freshness. Snow that melts, it's okay, but doesn't compare to the water from the tsur. Therefore, what it's saying over here is, would a person, you have a choice, would any thinking person take the water of the sheleg levonon over the tsur? Sodai? Of course not. If you would to do so, it would indicate that you're not in your right mind, you're not a normal person. Then the pasuk repeats itself. Okay, this is just poetic repetition. Im yinosishu mayim zorim, would you give up mayim zorim? Now the word zorim is very hard to translate in this pasuk. We're going to translate it flowing waters. That's not really what the word zorim means. It should say zormim. Okay, the word zorim is not really, it's very hard, we'll see in a moment. When a person abandoning flowing waters, mayim zorim karim noizlim. Let's not even try. Let's see how the
Mitzvahs.
Water that comes from far away, that's cold and it's flowing. Would you abandon? Would you give it up? You got to be out of your mind to give up such delicious fresh waters. Let's see the Mitzvahs of the pasuk Yudal. Hayordim in Hatzor, that is coming down from a rock, Asher Basodeh, which is in a field, meaning that it's easily accessible. Haboim, and the root of this water comes, may have sharas, the melting Hasheleg Asher Balavonan. So it's all one, according to the Mitzudos David, this entire expression is all one thing. We're describing the water starts off in the Levonon, Asheleg, it melts, it flows down through channels of rivers and tunnels until the water comes out of a rock, out of the vicinity of some type of rock, stone, and the water flows into a puddle along the Sadeh, and there it is, it's refreshing water, go right ahead and drink it. Would a person who's thirsty abandon such good water? Okay, the next words of the Mitzudos, Halahamayim Ahem Hema Minukim, they're clean, the Karim, they're cold, the Toivim, they're good, L'Ravois HaTzimon, to quench one's thirst. Okay, now the pasuk repeats itself, Im Yinotishu. Now here we have to be very careful because we're going to see many different interpretations. Is it proper v'chim haroi? Is it proper lintosh to abandon v'lazoif? Two words which mean the same thing. Mayim hazorim me'an shehem. Now what does that mean? Water that is zorim from their owners. Haboim mim rochoik bimelechas tzinoirois. They're strange waters. They're strange from the people who come in contact. Me'an Shehem means the people who come in contact with them. I've never seen these waters. I have no idea where this water came from, because the water has traveled a very, very long distance. How did the water get here? It got it through a series of tunnels. Ve'heimo karim, and they are cold. Umitap tifim, me'atzmam, and they drip by themselves. Uvikal yukachamayim, it's very easy to come to take the water. Ve'eich mi'azim, who would be so foolish to abandon these waters? Uritzon Eloima, what is the meaning of this pasuk? After we read these two expressions, v'chi me'eroi la'azoyv es hamokim, is it proper to abandon Hashem, the Ribbono shel Olam, hamashpia b'chol eis, who continuously bestows chokhmah, the haskel, belibos, hadarshim, also in the hearts of those who seek out a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you got to be out of your mind. It's like abandoning delicious waters that come from different locations. So if we review this pasuk, the first part we would explain was, Hayazov Mitzur, when you abandon a water that comes from a rock, Sadai, that's falling upon a field that came in Shelag Levanon, repeat, would you abandon, would you forsake, Mayim Zarim, water that is strange. Why is it strange? Because it came from far, far away. It's karim, it's cold, nozlim, and the way it came to this location is because it flowed through tunnels in the earth. So let's see Rashi.
Strange. Because it's from an unknown source.
Unknown source,
far,
right. Far away.
Far, yeah.
Like Poland springs. I know. That's the big joke. That's the big joke. Where does it come from? It comes from the tap water, right? It comes from the sink.
Poland springs come from Maine.
From Maine, but not from Poland. And where does Fiji? Where does Fiji water come from? Fiji?
Is
it come Fiji Islands? That's how. What is that? That's far, far away. Isn't that near Hawaii?
No. It goes to Australia.
What? The Pacific. That's in near Hawaii, you know?
No,
closer to Australia.
Closer to Australia?
Well, it's not that far.
Okay. So where does Fiji waters come from? I don't know.
Hawaii's way out.
Not likely they come from Fiji. I can't imagine they schlep it. They import it all the way from Fiji.
Yeah, that's
right. And where does a Coca-Cola, what is it called? The D.
Exactly.
What?
Dasani. Where does that water come from?
That's
from?
New York tap water.
That's still tap water?
Yeah, New York tap water that's filtered again.
And you pay a dollar over a dollar for a can. Wow.
Amisha.
It's a value.
Okay, so these are Mayim. This is what's called the Mayim. East River.
East River water.
Atlantic Ocean. Coney Island. Coney Island Beach water. Local. Okay, so this is what is called Mayim Zorim, water that is strange. The reason why it's strange, the Mitsudos explains, because that's come a long distance. That's come from far, far away. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Pasuk Gal Hayazoiv Mitsur Sadai Sheleg Levanon Hayazoiv Adam Hatzarech Lishtois. That first Rashi adds something very important, which the Mitsudos for some strange reason left out. We're dealing here with a person who needs to drink water. And if a person is not thirsty, he's not going to drink. We're dealing here with a person that's dehydrated. He's thirsty.
We also
said that? Okay.
And he says, L'ravos hatzimam.
Okay, you're right, I'm sorry, correct. So here Rashi adds, Hayazoiv Adam Hatzarech Lishtois Mayim Hanoizlim, that is flowing with Sur Shabbosodos, from a rock in a field, Haboim Yishalek Halavonon Shu Noki, that is clean. Okay, so pretty much exactly what the Mitzvah said. Next part. Im yinotishu mayim zorim. Oh, now here Rashi's going to give us different interpretations. Oh, im yazu mayim chayim, water that is living water, noiv that is flowing, shehim zorim ad heino mikol adam. No one ever, this strange water, so no one ever saw this water before. No one knows how this water reached this location. It only can be because it came through a series of tunnels from far, far away. Then he goes on, behem karim, and they're cold. Now, Zorim, Heim Noivim. Now, what is, now he's coming to explain over here. Zorim, Heim Noivim. I think what he means to say is that Zorim also means to flow. Right, it doesn't mean strange. I think I made a mistake in that when I translated Rashi. According to the Mitzvah, it's clear as day. The word zorim means strange. Even look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he says zorim b'loshon zor v'nochri, stranger. But Rashi seems to say water that has flowed. It says the word water that has flowed twice. Mayim zorim, karim nozlim. So he says zorim heim noivim. Noivim means to flow. Zeyochiach. Flow, but it says it twice. There's repetition. Because it says in the pasuk, Mayim Zorim, Karim, No Zilim. No Zilim certainly means, according to all opinions, to flow.
Yeah.
So why then does it say Zorim, which also means to flow, according to Rashi, a second time? Let's see. Zorim Heim Noivim, Vehzeh Yoichich, I'll prove to the words that means to flow. Ani Karti, I am called, Vishasisi Mayim Zorim. And there also it means, so the way Rashi learns, there also means water that has flowed. Menachem Chibru, Zorim im lo zoru v'lo chubashu, it means, Lashon meimei terufa, it means medicinal water. Water that has spices and different mineral water. It's terufa, terufa means it's a medication. V'nosan tam l'dvorah, because it talks about a wound in Yeshayah, it says that you're going to be wounded, and you're not going to apply medicine. Lo zoru v'lo chubashu, medicine will not be applied, and you will not be bandaged. So it's clear from the context, the word zoru means to sprinkle. What are you sprinkling? You're sprinkling medicine. You're sprinkling certain minerals, ingredients that provide refuah. So we're going to borrow that expression from Yeshayah and inject it here into this pasuk. And when it says mayim zorim, it means mineral water. Water that has within it different ingredients that are very healthy. Loshen meimei terufa v'dosan tam l'dvorah v'amar, he says ki im bikesh godam v'loshen zerem, and he proves that it cannot, the word zerem cannot mean flowing, hoya machbil es hamem, because then there should be two mems, it should be Mayim
Zerumin.
Machpilas Hamem, he might say Yud Mem.
Yeah.
So double Mem. Zar Mumim. Zar Mumim. Two Mems. Zir Mumim. Two Mems. For your Oimer, Zerumim, where he says it will be Zerumim. Lerabos.
Zerumim.
Lerabos Hamayim. Viliyosam zar.
Because it says like mayim is plural.
Yeah.
Zerumim
should be plural.
That should be the plural.
That should be the plural form.
Our pasuk has it as zarim.
And what does it mean? What does it mean that it will double the mem? I think what it means when he means double the mem, it means you have to eat a dot. But he says in the beginning that you have to hayamachbil es hamem. You would double the mem. How do you double the mem? I think it means a dot. If you add,
he means there's another mem. He's put a yud in
there. By adding a yud, adding a yud after the mem, that makes it into a plural. For you might say the yud mem, but you omer zirumim lirabos lirabos hamayim. Zerumim flowing to the abundance of water. Like you're saying, Mayim is Veloshin Rabim, so Zerumim is Veloshin Rabim, to indicate that there's an abundance of flowing water. Viliyosam Zerumim. Alright, so bottom line here is, what do we take away from this? That we have, I think, three interpretations of the word Mayim, Zarim, Karim, Noizim. Either means water that's strange, and strange here is in the positive sense. It's strange that the water, it's come from a long distance. No one knows where this water came from. The second interpretation is water that flows, even though Menachem rejects this interpretation. That is how Rashi begins. Rashi does not seem to be disturbed. Rashi says, Mayim Zarim means water that flows, Karim Noizlim, and then there is repetition. It says again, Noizlim, I guess poetic repetition, Noizlim. And then the third interpretation, the word Zarim means, like you said, mineral water, water that has properties. In the shoe. Yeah, but there is no, that's Noslim, right? That's Noslim. But here it's a different word. There's no nun. There's no nun here. They're starting with a
Yeah,
but that's the last word in this pasuk. We're discussing the word Zarim does not have the nun. Right. That's what's disturbing. That's what's obviously the problem here. That if the word Zarim refers to flowing waters, then why is there repetition? Why does it say the same thing twice? It says Zarim, and then it says Noslim. According to the Mitsudos, we do not have a problem, because Zarim means strange. No one has yet seen this water. According to Menachem and Rashi, it means mineral water. But according to Rashi himself, Rashi learns it means flowing water. And Rashi here has to struggle. He's not explaining why the word, it means flowing, when we have another word which means flowing. And also the grammar does not appear to fit with the word, that the word Zarim should indeed mean flowing. There is one more interpretation, that's the Mari Kara. You probably have it in your, and he says Zarim indeed means strange, but it does not mean like Mitsudas, that in the positive sense, it means in the negative sense. Im yinotashu mayim, would a person abandon good water for mayim's forbid water, karim noizlam. In other words, you have to read the words out of order. Would you abandon karim noizlam for mayim zarim?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If this is bad water,
yeah.
The fact that it's cold and cool and refreshing doesn't.
Okay, so that's the question. But according to the Marie Car, you have to take the words and translate them way out of order. Way out of order.
And he puts that in the good.
Right. So the Mari Kara takes the word Zarim and he says the word Zarim is bad, evil. And he's basically saying let's learn the entire pasuk. The entire pasuk goes as follows. When it says Sheleg Levonon, let me explain, that's bad. Both parts of the pasuk will come into contrast, good versus bad. Would a person abandon Mitsur Sadai, would you abandon water that flows from a rock, which is high quality water, for Shelig Levana, which is inferior quality water? Water that comes from melting snow, according to the Marikara, is inferior in quality relative to water that comes out of a rock. And now the Pasuk repeats that same contrast. Im yinotu, but you have to translate the words out of order. Im yinotu, would you abandon? Now skip two words. Karim noizlim, cold, delicious water that's flowing underground, for mayim zorim, fashtunkina, sewer water. Water that's zorim, wastewater. You gotta be out of your mind to do so. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael did. Klal Yisrael abandoned everything. They abandoned the Ribbono Shel Olam that's called Kodim Nozim. They abandoned the word that's called Tzur Sodai for Farshtungan water. And what's the Farshtungan water? It's the Sheleg Levanon and it's the Mayim Zarim. That's the way the Mari Karol and Shah and the Pasuk. But according to the Parish of Rashua,
where's their Pasuk? What do you say? What's the Makarim Chayim? That's Makarim Mayim Chayim.
I don't know. It sounds similar, but I don't know where it is. Can't pinpoint it. Right, right. You've abandoned your life source. So this is the interpretation of the Mari Kara, but according to the Mitzudos and Rashi, that's not what it means. What it means here is we're only focusing on the positive. How can you be so foolish to go thirsty? I have here in front of you delicious water that has melted from snow, that has come down through these channels and it's come through a pipe. I've brought you water that's from far away, water that mineral water. It's delicious, it's cold, it's flowing. You got to be out of your mind not to take and sip from this delicious water. We're not focusing on making choices here. We're just focusing on just being foolish and not taking a drink. Now let's see the Radak.
Idol worship is something that's irrational.
Correct. But it was a taiva. It's like we can relate to it the same way we relate to the taiva for Noshim. A person has a taiva, a healthy person has a taiva for an Isha. Hey, it's not your wife. You gotta watch out. You gotta be careful. You gotta keep yourself in control. So it's the same idea. You have a Yetzirah, but consciously you realize that you have power to resist. Hashem gives a person power to resist. Okay, let's see over here the Mitzudos Tav. Pasuk Yudalad Hayazov Mitzudos Sodai Shelek. Let's see Livonon. Hayazov again. It's Pasuk Yudalad Radak. But the person Hayazov Odom Hamayim Hayotzim Mitzudos Tav. The person be so foolish to abandon water that flows out of a rock. Vizocha Sodai. Why over here are we mentioning a field? Because the fish shehem nimtzoyim oisay basade umizumanim lo, because the water is available. That's the main key why we mention the field. You have to go distance. You have to go far away to find this water. Avlim haya basade the noisly mitzur shem karim. If they're found in the field and they're flowing out of the rock, hayazoyv adam oisam mishit soisam. Would a person not drink them in a hot summer day? BMS, the truth is, he would not abandon them, period. Vani, Hashem says, I am compared to the water. Vani li Yisrael toiv kamayim kodim al nefesh. Ayufa poskin eicha. I am like cold water on a nefesh ayefa, on a weak neshama. Vani mizuman, I am nearby. V'karv aleihem v'chol mokayim v'chol mokayim v'chol kramelai. Whatever they call out to me. V'yechazvuni, how could it be so foolish to abandon me? V'shechachuni, Ami, how can my nation forget me and abandon me? V'him shalod moshal acher. Karv is another example. Ki hamayim ha'konavi ha'toivim yivi'u b'nei Adam meirochayk derech tzinoros mitachas aretz ad li'ir oikarov li'ir meirov chashivusan. Now he's describing another example. That's how we learn the second half of the pasuk, that water has been channeled, that has been piped in from far away, very high quality water that has been piped in through tunnels. It sounds like from the Radak that it's man-made pipes, man-made channels. According to the Rashi and the Mitzudos, you do not get that impression. You get the impression that the water is naturally flowing through tunnels, natural tunnels. But it seems here that people are going with high quality water. They devise a way to pipe it in through long tunnels. Vikaram Zorim. Why are we calling it strange? He's learning the Pshat and the Pasuk like the Mitzudos. They're called Zar because they come from far, far away. Would a person be so foolish to abandon such water? Of course not. So Hashem here, now this is the beautiful understanding of the Radak. He comes to explain according to this interpretation that Zara means far away, strange, how it fits into this mashal. That the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so far from man, he is so far from man more than one can possibly measure. Because Hashem is infinite and man is a nothing. Yet, the Karov Aleihem, even though in truth Hashem is far, he makes himself close. Hashem brings himself close to man. Lehetiv Lohem, to do good to them. Im Yishmu Eli, if they only were to listen to me. Vani, Va'eich Nitashuni Vishechuni Ami, how could they be so foolish to abandon me? Okay, then he has some grammar. And he writes here, Yinosishu b'tov kimo b'tes. So sometimes this would be nitisha v'yaziva, the tes, ki ha-tes v'yatov, mimotzi echad v'yavo b'inyin echad, kimo toho v'soho. V'chein v'notashti yeschem v'yasuia shenosati lochem v'lavosechem y'alponai k'inyin v'notashti b'sof. He basically says that this word, the soft and the tes, at times can be interchanged. And this word has the same meaning, whether we read it with a tov or a tes. And he brings that example. The yoinus and tigma pasek kain, kimo dules ifshar diyivsukun me silag. Just like you cannot separate the... Okay, I'm not sure what this means. I'm not sure what the Targum means, but he's saying kiba amud. He's saying like what we explained above. So it must mean the same idea is that why would a person want to abandon the fresh water that's flowing down from the mountain? Ki shechechuni viachshilum. That's the next pasuk. That's not okay. So therefore, basically, the Radak is learning the pshat and the pasuk identical to the interpretation of the Mitsudos David, that the word Zarim means far away. But the Radak has injected a very important point, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Zar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So in truth, Hashem is very, very far away, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pipes himself in. He connects himself to Klal Yisrael. He allows himself to be close to Klal Yisrael. So how foolish can a person be then to abandon the act and not take advantage of the opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he has made himself available to us? Yes.
Did Michal make note on Moslem? Rashi says currents, current maybe.
Current.
Current.
Okay, that's the French word.
Yeah.
And where is that in the Rashi?
Moslem.
Zorim e oyim yazvu maim chaim enoivim shem zorim ad heinam kolod mehim korim zorim yim heinoivim
Nozman belaz currents belaz, it's current.
I don't have karim, okay, karim, it's karim, okay. Oh, we didn't finish the Rashis. Oh, you're wrong. Sorry, I didn't finish the Rashis. Let's go back to the Rashis. I didn't finish the Rashis. Go back. Sodai is kumay sode. Karim means, I translate it in cold. So you tell to him something.
Freezing.
Okay. Noislin is current. Good. The Oyesh Lupashoy im Yinosashu Lyois Mayim Zorim. Noshu means to become detestable. Here we have another interpretation of the Pasuk. Would a person Yinosashu, would you abandon Lyois Mayim to make them into Mayim Zorim? Would you take something of good quality and throw it in the garbage? So Mayim Zarm, according to this interpretation of Rashi, is indeed something negative, and it's been made negative by man. Man has rejected it. Would a person go take something which is truly a bracha and throw it in the garbage? Mayim Zarm Onim Osim HaMayim Shem Kodim, would you go so far to make disgusting water, that to make the nimosim hamayim shehim kodim noizlim, which is delicious, which flows and is cold, would you go so far to do something like that? Zardim l'loshen rishon l'loshen zerem l'loshen sheni hu l'loshen zorus. Now he's repeating in the parenthesis, according to the interpretation, zardim means a flow. That's going back to the beginning of Rashi. And in the second l'loshen hu l'loshen zorus, stranger. Kloimar mayim meusim, water that is disgusting. Would you go so far to make when you abandon the water to make it into mayim that is disgusting. So that's another interpretation to the pshat and the pasuk. Okay, let's go back. Now let's go follow through pasuk tzvav, and here Hashkolish Baruch Hu follows through, and Hashem says, "Kishichichuni ani lashav." Now that we know the mashal, now we can follow through. My people have abandoned me; they have forgotten about me. Lashav. Period. Lashav yikateru. They offer incense to nothings, to idols, to
non-entities.
Vayachshilom bedarcheihem. Now here is a difficult expression. They, who is the they? And they cause, this means they cause others. They have been vayachshilom. Vayachshilom literally means they cause others to stumble. Bedarcheihem shevilei oilam, through the paths of the world. Loleches, to go nisivos pass derech loy selula, that has not been paved. Now, who is the subject of Vayach Shilom? So we'll see in the commentary that some, according to some, it means the Nevi'e Habal, the Nevi'e Hashekah. The Nevi'e Hashekah, they have caused my people to stumble along the ways, in their ways of the ways of the world. Meaning the ways of the world means Olam, which can mean either what's commonly done out there in the world to worship idols, or what it means is the Shevilei Olam means the cosmos, the heavenly bodies. They look at the sun, the moon, the stars. They look at these heavenly bodies which are following a circuit, a certain path, and they attribute power and authority to these bodies in the heaven, which we're calling the Shevilei Olam. They exist forever. They existed before man was created, before man is born, they exist after man is born, and they go in their ways of the Nevi HaSheker to follow in these Shevilei Olam. Instead, they go Lulechas to go, what do they do? Lulechas to go on a way of life, and there's a path, Nesivos Derech Loi Selula. Okay, let's see, it's a hard pasuk, let's see them to the stomach. Pasuk Tes Vav. Lashav to nonsense yikateru. Heima maktidim letzvah hashamayim. They offer incense to the host of heaven. She'in to elas ve'avoydasam. There is no benefit to servicing these items. V'yach shilum b'darcheihem. And they stumble. Here he's translating it very simply. They stumble in their ways.
Actually, I think it's combined. Yeah.
Shevilei Olam. Return to Loimar. Shevilei Ha'olam. What are the Shevilei Olam? Heima Machamach Shilim Oysam B'Darcheihem. The Shevilei Ha'olam are the ones that cause them to stumble. So we have to translate the words backwards. The Shevilei Olam, the paths of the world, is what causes Klal Yisrael to stumble. Kibir Oysam Darchei Atem. Now, what is the Shevilei Ha'olam? So this is subject to interpretation. Here the Metuda says, it's the Darkei HaTeva Ba'olam HaShofel. Shehakuchavim Mimisiloisam, the stars in their circuit, Poyalim Bidvarim HaShofelim, they have an effect upon this world. Eile Shevilei Olam, these are the Shevilei Olam, the stars that follow a circuit. Heim yachshilom b'darcheihem, they cause the Jewish people to stumble in their ways. Lachshoif, to think by mistake. Shekol toivasam tali b'tzvah hashamayim, all of their good, their benefit depends upon the hosts of heavens. Ulchein therefore hoyu maktidim lohem, that's why they would offer incense to the stars. V'zeru shamar lolechas, and they go, they follow the lolechas nesivos return alaymar lolechas, to go b'nesiv derech asher einenu selula, to go on a path that's not been paved. Shaloi misham shoyba Lahasir Hamikshol, that has the path has you have never used the path to remove the stumbling blocks. A road that has not been paved is filled with stones and impediments. Shalo Choku Bidovar Ladas Shehakol Biyat Hashem. This is a path that no one has tread upon, because this path is not worth traveling on, because it's not been proven that such a derech will lead to any benefit. This path is a path that will only lead to trouble. And that's why the path has not been paved, because it's not a true derech. Ein meharoy lo avdom avodas eluchus, and that's why it's not fitting to worship these gods. Okay, that is the translation of the Mitzudos Vav. Now let's see Rashi. Tosuk Tezvav. Ki chein osu ami asher shechuni. They have abandoned me, they've forgotten me. V'lashav yakiru, and they offer incense to nothings. Shevili olam, shevilim hamisukanim, hamisukanim, omru shehim mirshol. The paths that they have established, Amru Shehem Mirshol, Kodei Leleches Derech Lo Selula, in order to go on a path that's not been paved, which means Lo Chavusha. Lo Chavusha is another translation
for. Words, they say that there's something wrong with the paved roads, so that forces them to go on an
unpaved road. Shvilim Hamisukanim. They claim that the paths that have been paved, there are stumbling blocks. That's in order to be an excuse, which is loy kivusha. This is nonsense. So this is what they have done. They by following this in Avodah Zarah, they've gone off the beaten path to go on a path that's not been paved. Okay, now let's see the right. Yeah.
Really need to say it's not the fact that it's off the beaten track.
Yes.
It means you're going off in some.
But why would you want to do that?
Deviation.
So Rashi is explaining why would a person want to do that? The answer is because he claims that if you go on the highway, you're going to get stuck in traffic.
There's a sinkhole.
There's a trouble. There's something wrong with the highway. Don't go on the 17. You're going to get stuck in traffic. So let's go off on the side roads. The scenic route. And what's the scenic route? Avodah Zarah. So, but what was wrong? But what's wrong going on the highway? Nothing is wrong, but you're corrupt. But you don't want to. You want, because going on the regular highway, you're not going to be able to enjoy yourself. You're looking for trouble. You're looking for Avodah Zarah. All right, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasik Tezav. Shvil Shvili Oilam Chosar La'azov. Shevile Oilam. What does it mean? You have abandoned. Kalaimar Heim Hechshil. Oh, I'm sorry. Kishechuni. There's a mistake in my print. Kishechuni Vayachshilum. Chosar Hamachshilim. It's written without. Vechain Vayageid Liyakov. We're missing over here. Okay, we're missing who the machshilim are. V'chein v'yaged liYaakov. It doesn't say who's the one. V'yaged hamagid. Who are the machshilim? V'hamachshilim heim neviyei hasheker. Okay, that's what we mentioned in the beginning. That who is the one that's causing them to stumble? V'yachshilim, they've caused them to stumble. Who caused them to stumble? The neviyei hasheker. Now that's not like what it said in the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos seem to say, "Vayachshilum b'darchechem shevilei oylam." The shevilei oylam are the ones who cause them to stumble in their ways. I think that's the important difference between the parish of the Mitzudos and the parish of the Radak. If you go back to the Mitzudos, you pointed this out in the Mitzudos where it says, "Pasuk Tezvav shevilei oylam ritzon leimar shevilei ha'oylam heim hamachshilim oysam b'darchechem." According to the Mitzudos David, the stars and the moon and the star and all of these things, the sun, they are the ones that misled Klal Yisrael to be nichshol in their ways. So we have to read the words backwards. The Shevilei Olam is the one Vayachshilum b'darcheihem. The Radak disagrees, and he learns read the words in sequence. Vayachshilum, the Nevi'ei Hasheker are the ones who cause Klal Yisrael to stray and stumble b'darcheihem. How? By telling them to go, let's see how he continues, Shevilei Olam, Chosar La'azoiv. Yeah, we're missing a word. We're missing the word La'azoiv. How did the Nevi'ei Sheker cause Klal Yisrael to stumble in their ways? By telling them to abandon the highway. Who is Hashem? Hashem in this pasuk, according to the Radak, is the Shevilei Olam, the path of the world. Hashem has established a derech for Klal Yisrael in this world. He has the established route. La'azov kolaymar, heim hichshilum, the Nevi'ei Sheker caused them to stumble. Hashevilim, shedorchu avoseihem, hatzadikim, cause them to abandon the paths of the world from the ancestors of the avos, that were trodden the oilam lalechas, and instead to go lalechas, nisivoy, small paths, derech loy salula, kidarkom hi derech loy derucha. The path of the Nevi'i Sheker is a path that no one has ever gone upon. Ki chadoshahi, kemosha omar, chadoshim, new idols, mikaroi bahu, that have been invented recently. Shivile, now he goes on to some grammar, shivile kosov bivav. It says here the word shivile with a vav. Now we don't have that. The kari shivile biyud. We don't have in our edition a kri v'chsef.
You do?
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
interesting, because I don't have that in my edition. I don't have it over here. V'nyin echad. Aval, ha-mishkolim einam echad. The mishkolim means the way the word is used truly is not the same. V'chesor milas la'azoiv, but we're missing the word la'azoiv. V'yimtzu'u kamohu rabim, because the word vaya'azov is absent. The word vayazov in this pasuk is apt. Maybe that's why there's an effect. The word shvile, whatever. Ki chen derech hakosav lechasem milim shivim. I said before, it's common to leave out words. Milim shivim in yonim miyakosav etochas oleha. Another example, and she had compassion upon you. Shechosar nafshi. These examples are Vatachal David, Havadim Lochem, Rabim Kamosha Kosav, the Sefer Michlol. In the Sefer, many times the Pasuk leaves out entire words which have to be added in order to make sense out of the Pasuk, at least according to the interpretation of the Radak. So let's take a step back. So, what have we done over here? According to this Pasuk, we really have two major differences in interpretation, the Mitzudos and the Radak. According to the Mitzudos, we read the Pasuk, Ki shechichuni ami lashav yikateru, my nation has abandoned me, they have offered incense to things that are nothing, vayachshilum bidarcheihem shevilei oilam. The shevilei oilam is going to be interpreted in the most negative fashion possible, according to the Mitzudos David. The shevilei oilam are the sun, the moon, and the stars. The shevilei oilam have caused Klal Yisrael to stumble in their ways. Loleches, by going nisivois on these paths that are derech lo salula. According to the Radak, no. By yachshilum, we have to add a word. First of all, nisivili olam means it's the positive. It means the tzaddikim. And by yachshilum means that the Nevi'i Sheker are the ones who have caused Klal Yisrael to stumble. Bidarcheihem, how? We have to add now an entire missing word. By causing them to abandon the Shevilei Olam, the paths of the Tzadikim who have been around from time immemorial. Lolech has to travel in the Sivoi's paths, Derech Lois Lula, that have not been trodden upon. Now we go back according to Rashi, to clarify according to Rashi, with all this in mind. So Rashi learned, Ki'ish. Shvili Olam, he translates similar to Radak. The Shvili Olam, he says, are the Shvilim Hamitsukonim, the good paths. And who is Vayach Shilom? It would seem that according to Rashi, it's similar to the Radak. It's the Nevi'i Sheker have caused the Klal Yisrael to sin Bidar Chehem, to tell them to abandon the Shvilei Olam of the Tzadikim because there's a Nichshol, and instead to go on the path of a Derech Nesivois, the Lulachas Nesivois, Derech Lois Selula. So Rashi would appear to learn the Pasuk, I think, just like the Radak. Rashi and the Radak seem to be consistent against the parish of the Mitzudos David. Okay, before we go further, yeah. Yeah.
A Jew?
They don't make Jews like Yashka anymore. all of the best ones, all of the good, the worst people are Jews. They're the ones who.
That's why, because they have a following, because some Jews are fooled into believing something
as
they said.
Baal, we learned last Friday. Baal was who's the one, the experts in the Avodah Zarah called Baal, the Jews. Achav Bahara Carmel. Okay, so now before we go forward, there is one very beautiful thing he writes here from a Reb Breuer. I think the Rebbe of Rav Shamshon or Fol Hirsch. He has a very beautiful. Rabbi Schwab. He writes. He takes note that there are many words in Tanakh that are used to describe a road. There's a derech. There's an asiv. An asiv is a shvil. There's a salula. A salula is a path. What's the difference? So he explains, at least in this context, is that a salula is a very narrow path that leads upwards. That's what Rabbi Boyer says. Very interesting idea. There's a shvil is a path. A path can go up, down, to the side. It doesn't necessarily have any relationship to height. In direction is altitude. You can just go straight. You go to the right, you go to the left. Salula is always used in Tadach in reference to a path that leads upwards.
It also goes down.
Hiking trail. Depends which way you're going. But let's assume that your destination is to go up. You go up a mountain, go up a hill. You want to reach, you're not planning, going back is not the problem. Right now,
towards Sulam?
Yes. Sulam could be. Sulam, to go up. So he writes them now. He says that's what it means literally, it's to go up. But when you inject this into a pasuk in Navi, where the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael to improve their ways and do tshuva, it means to go higher in ruchnias, to elevate yourself. The derech salula means to elevate yourself spiritually, in spirituality. So he writes over here. Oh, then he also writes, Nisiv is a word that is used, the context, I don't know how he knows this, we have to study all the words in Tanakh, is when a person is asked to make a choice. You've come to the crossroads, and now you have to make a choice. Should you go to the left or go to the right? That is called a Nisiv. Nisiv, it doesn't just mean a road. It means a road which you have chosen to take. What? There's a fork in the road. But the word Nisiv means this is the road that I have chosen.
That's called Parashas Derachim from the word Derech.
Parashas, it's not Nisiv. The road that you take is called the Nisiv. Nisiv has a connotation of choice. You come to a fork in the road. There's a shvil. A shvil, Parashas Derachim. You come, there's a Derech. There's a highway, a very big road. Then there is a fork in the road. So there's a shvil leading to the left. And there's a shvil leading to the right. The shvil is a small road. The derech is the major highway.
The parashas drachim is that area.
The parashas drachim is the crossroads. Where you now have to make a decision. Do you want to go to the left or do you want to go to the right? The main highway comes to an end. The main derech, the wide road comes to an end. And now there's a shvil to the left and a shvil to the right. The shvil that you choose, you decide to take, is called the nesiv. The word Nisiv, Rabbi Breuer explained, that's what it says over here. I don't know how he knows this.
Nisivas
HaMishpat means that it's the path that I've chosen to take of Mishpat. Nisiv is a connotation. There's a path to the left, a path to the right. I select one of these two Shevilim. That Shevil now turns into my Nisiv. My friend, my colleague may disagree. He may take the other shvil. So that will be his nisiv. Nisiv again includes a personal choice. Now when we take all of these ideas together, we have a lot of words here. We have your derech, we have a nisiv, we have a shvil, and we have a salula. So you take all these words together, it has a beautiful interpretation of this pasuk. We have over here, kishechuni ami lashav yikateru, vayachshilom bidarcheihem. The Nevi'ei HaShekar have caused the Jewish people to stumble on the road. What do we mean to stumble on the road? They've come to a point in their life where they need to make a decision. They need to make a decision. Everyone has a choice of Bechira. And the Nevi'ei HaShekar, the Nevi'ei HaShekar have told Klal Yisrael to abandon the Shevil, the path, that is Oilam, that is from time immemorial, from the Avos HaKadoshim, and have convinced them, Loleches Nisivas. They have convinced them to make a decision and go on the Shevil. That's why the word Nisiv here fits into place, on Nisiv, which is a Derech, which is a way that's low Selula, will not take them upward towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but instead will take them downward on a spiral downward into Gehenna. Again, look at how all these words come together, Derech Drush. We have over here Klal Yisrael. Kishchechuni ami lashav. My nation has forgotten about me. Lashav yikatei. When they offer sacrifices, incense to idols. Now we're going to learn the pshat according to the Radak and Rashi. Vayach shilom. The nevi'ei sheker have caused my people to stumble. How have the nevi'ei sheker done so? B'darcheihem, because they're tour guides. The nevi'ei sheker are guiding the Jewish people along their derech in life. They've come to a point in their life where they have to make a decision. They've come to the crossroads, a fork in the road. The parashas terachim. There's a shvil that leads to the left, and there's a shvil that leads to the right. The shvil that leads to the left will take them to a place that's no good, to a very, very dangerous spiritual world. And the shvil to the right will take them to Kedusha v'Tahara. And the Nevi'ei Sheker are telling them, choose for yourself the shvil that will take you to a place of Tumah and Avodah Zarah and away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make that decision. So we have the word Nesiv, because Nesiv means your personal decision of which shvil to take. They've told them to abandon the shvilei olam, the path that has been traveled by the tzaddikim throughout all the generations, to convince them to make a decision, loleches, that they should travel on the nesivas. That's why the word nesiv here fits into the pasuk very well. They've convinced them to make a decision to travel on the nesiv. That's a nesiv, which is the shvil, which when we say the shvil turns into a decision, is nesivas, of a derech, which leads to a way that Seloy Selula does not take them upward. And upward here is a code for Kedusha V'Tahara, an upward path of spirituality, but instead to go down the path of Avodah Zarah. Yeah. All paths of Torah that you take, every path of Torah, every direction, there are many paths of Torah. There are 613, but not in this. It all depends on what instance, on the context. In this context, there's a shvil. There's a shvil that's good, and there's a shvil that's no good. In that pasuk, derechecha darchei noyam, its ways are ways of pleasure. As long as you're in Torah Island. As long as you're on Torah Island, all of the nesivos, any decision you make is good. If you want to learn Bava Kama, you're good. You want to learn Bava Basra, you're good. You want to learn Navi, you're good. Any derech that you take in life of Torah is good, but it's got to be on Torah Island. It's got to be. Is there an air in Torah? I don't know. I'm sure not everyone holds us good. I'm sure that's one thing is for sure. It's always the machmir. But over here we're dealing with a situation where there's a good shvil and there's a day of shvil that's not good, and the Nevi'ei Sheker are advising Klal Yisrael to take the shvil that's no good. So when your shvil is determined by your decision, that word turns into a nesif. This is the interpretation of Rabbi Breuer. Very interesting idea. And it's and then Selula means a path that goes up. And up here symbolically means a path that goes up in Kedusha to bring one closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here the Nevi'ei Sheker are convincing Klal Yisrael when they come to a fork in the road to take the wrong path. They should make a decision to take the wrong path and go on in a sieve that does not take them up but takes them down. Now it's very clever, because the Nevi'ei Sheker can never be held accountable. It's one thing, you know, it's very interesting idea. You come to a fork in the road, and then he asks, which way should I go? And they tell you, go this way. And then when they go the wrong way, you can say to them, we went the wrong way, we got into trouble, you're responsible. You told us what to do. According to Rabbi Breuer, they're very clever in the Nevi'ei Sheker. We never told you what to do. Nesif, you made the decision. We provided information, and the one who made the decision what to do was you. Because that's what a nesiv is. A nesiv is where you make the decision. They influence your decision, but they did not make the decision for you. Therefore, they're not held accountable. They can always deflect the blame by saying, listen, so we gave advice, but we did not actually tell you what to do. We always say that type of situation. I can tell you my experience. I can tell you what I feel, but I can't tell you what to do. I can't make the decision for you.
Yosef Breuer or his father?
It doesn't say. It says here, Rabbi Breuer distinguishes the various synonyms for path in this verse. A shvil is a path that neutral phenomena follow without choice. A mesila, related to salula in our verse, is one that goes upward to spiritual advancement. And a sieve is any road that one chooses. Very fascinating how all these words come together very beautifully in this pasuk. According, it doesn't elaborate. You have
that's
to really.
Why Mitzvah Shai says the word is not a creating sieve. It's just shvile. He says the Radak disagrees, but he says it's not a creating sieve. The word is shvile.
Yeah.
But that. In other words, they check, like I mentioned earlier.
It's not a kriyat sif.
And it is shvilei. That's it.
Uh-huh. So the Radak had a different misoira. So Radak had a different misoira.
Right.
In the art school, they do not present it here as a kriyat sif.
He knows who was, but they came out there.
And Mincha Shai is saying it was just a mistake. It's not one of those.
He says it's not a kriyat sif.
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, without Pasuk Kazayin.